producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's all right. Everything will be all right now because the Good Day program is back on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Hello, hello, hello. Explaining how they feel about things, the reality of their world as it couples with your world. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The number of children in our country that are under foster care. Ever give this any thought?
Yes.
Yes, actually, because I'm thinking about adopting.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
A child?
Wow. No, a dog.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
Of course a child.
You've got so much time. Why not?
Well, Jennifer, how in the world are you going to adopt a child?
You'll miss me, won't you? Maybe my appearance on the Good Day Show might be only a couple of days a week, but you never know. I mean, look. Having kids is on my agenda of things that I really want to do, and I want to really do it.
But you
right
have
way.
Your father.
That's true.
This is true.
And I have you, and I have Rich, and I have Roberta.
You don't need more children than us.
But you know what? I have not met the person yet, at least that I think, that, you know, I can give me the children that I want. And so, you know, at some point, I'm not getting any younger. Going to have to make some tough decisions. I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow or maybe even next year, but I've been thinking about it, and I've actually been saving some money.
It's a great thing.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll love it.
So would you adopt an infant or an older child, do you think?
I don't know. I would. And here's the other thing that I've struggled with.
Father,
do you just get inseminated or do you adopt? But there's so many kids that need homes, and even though, as a single person, I know not every adoption agency would
work
with
you. I think
you
should adopt a dog and a child at the same time.
I'd rather have the child.
And by the way, add an addition to your house.
Coincide
with all of
them. Yeah.
Well, so that's pretty easy. There's a lot of cardboard that's at the local dump. You can just use that on the back of the house.
Add on a whole upper level.
Right. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, so I've thought about
foster
kids. Yes.
I'm trying to imagine your father as a grandfather. As
oh,
well
my
as
God.
I...
He is so excited.
Oh, he would love it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. No, he'd be great.
He's like, I wish you had some kids already. He's like, I just want to stay home on the weekends and play with them. I'm like, perfect. You can have them on the weekend.
Yeah, right. And you can have them early in the morning when I'm on the radio.
So you can just have them all the... and my mom's retired now. It's actually... I have a nice support group around me, which is pretty good.
Your dad would be bringing them bottles of grape juice as young toddlers.
Just get it there.
In 20 years, it's going to be a fine wine.
Yeah, right. All right, well, that's interesting. That's good to know.
You know,
but if you're going to leave me, you're fired.
Because that's the way it has to work around here.
That's just mean. I'm saying it's down the road.
Down the road again. All right, Richie, what's on your alleged mind?
I think we should look into middays. It should be Doug Steffen's good midday.
You know, you say that. Don't be facetious. There are a lot of people who want me to do this program from 9 until noon.
Well, you know what? I'm one of them. Add my name to the list.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Richie, anyway, what were you saying?
Well, my adopted daughter and I were just looking at a photo album that we have from when she was in foster care in Colombia. And so she looks at all the pictures, and she breaks this little album out every now and then, and we talk about the lady. She doesn't remember her. She was only from 5 months old to 11 months old when we got her. But she looks at the pictures, and she loves looking at that book of her as a little baby in foster care.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is because for the first time in 10 years, there's been a notable increase in the number of children in foster care in our country. The number now is 415,000 plus in the foster care system. That's up from 401,000, 14,000 more. There were in, I think it was just after after September 11th, the peak was 524,000 children in foster care. Don't know what the correlation is, but it was down and then up and down.
Poverty level.
I'm reading too much into 2002.
Poverty level is at unbelievable high rates right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that has to have a lot to do with it.
So Is there a way, and that's what Jennifer just addressed, that you would get involved in foster care? Do you know somebody? If you're not involved, have you thought you wanted to be? Do you know somebody who is? There's that on one side. And then why are there? Richie says that it's because of the economy. What does that mean? You just throw your kid out on the street and say, here you go, child.
No.
Is that how it works?
I just think that people have situations.
Well, but
that
explain. How does one become a foster child and then a foster parent? How does that happen?
Think about the dad problem that we're already having in this country. You see it a lot in Black America where there just aren't dads present anymore. Very easy for them to leave. So if you have then just one parent. And this is what I struggle with my own situation. I don't know if I want to do this without somebody else. You know, I mean, that's a real struggle for me because I think kids do, I mean, they thrive most in a, you know, dual parent home. But,
absolutely. Everything.
You know, and that's a real struggle. But I would say that once you have the dads out of the picture and then you have moms who are having to work, provide, most times they have a lot of kids, all of a sudden maybe the state comes in and takes them away, maybe they decide that they can't do it and they give them up. I mean, you don't hear a lot of people talking about adoption as a alternate choice to abortion these days. You hear the abortion story so often. I don't know how many people actually give their kids up from adoption at birth or how many get taken away somewhere longer, you know.
Well, that was another question. Life. How much more active is the government in taking children away from their parents? I think there's more of that now than there ever used to be.
You're probably right.
Some of it's appropriate, some of it's not.
Know someone, you know, a few degrees of separation, but know someone who had three foster kids and started abusing them, which I think is also pretty prevalent in that world, sadly. And at 12 years in prison. And that was a plea deal. That's if he goes in and pleads
out. Those people who do that,
years.
Well,
remember
they
the story
be shot.
About the free range parents a month or two ago here locally outside of Washington, D.C.
The government comes and says
the government wanted to take their kids and did take their kids away shortly because they let them walk three blocks home from the park by themselves.
That, ridiculous. By the way.
You're right, Doug. How much of that is just government intervention?
Yeah, I think they're cooking their own books, frankly. But an interesting study that's out today. In a moment, say it again, Doug. In a moment, women on money. Maybe a different sort of woman on money. I want to talk to Roberta and Jennifer, who are both very responsible with their money, and see what they think about how women might appear, if you will. You get the drift of where I'm going. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's time to answer the age-old question, how many extracurricular activities are too many? Well, the obvious answer and the easy answer is that it varies from child to child, but there's more to it than that. Here's the developmental science of it. Typically, when a child is young, we try and expose them to as many activities as possible. Everything from music to art to sports, and slowly but surely, these activities tend to weed themselves out into areas where the child excels.
I can create stuff out of nothingness. I can alter the fabric of reality.
But if you catch yourself rushing around, exposing your child to many, many things, and forgetting to be a family, then you've added at least one too many activities to the family. So what's the chief psychological trick? Extracurricular activities should accentuate the child and the family, but never one at the expense of the other. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a study, most of us aren't satisfied after getting an apology. Why?
Because it seems insincere. Here's how to make sure yours doesn't.
Use the basic ingredients of an apology, regret, a clear I'm sorry, and a request for forgiveness.
Also include empathy, an offer to compensate, and acknowledgement that something was violated.
As a general guideline, when apologizing to a spouse, emphasize empathy.
To a colleague, emphasize the offer to compensate.
And to a friend, emphasize the violation.
And for true reconciliation, show that you'll do something else.
Let your actions speak louder than words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This Hall of Famer spent his entire 10-year career with the New York Islanders, winning 4 Stanley Cup championships and being named playoff MVP in 1982.
The play comes to the line. Here's a chance for Bossy.
So, where is Mike Bossy now? After retiring, Mike spent 2 years as a TV broadcaster for the Quebec Nordiques. He also began doing promotional work for Humpty Dumpty, a snack food manufacturer in eastern Canada, eventually becoming the Quebec sales director in 2003. Mike returned to the Islanders organization in 2006, and today he's their VP of Corporate Partnerships.
And whatever personal success you have, well, that comes along with the team's success.
Mike Bossy, back where he belongs. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Everybody say hi to our Facebook friends, Matthew Cahan and Kristen Kitty.
Hey, guys.
Listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who writes on their timeline? Do you write things in your timeline, Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? What's the last posting you did?
Well, let me tell you. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, I think, oh, God, you guys are going to go, ooh. The last posting I have is the video of my interview with Mike Huckabee.
Really? Yeah, that is. I saw that. We were looking
at you. Did you watch the video?
Ooh.
Watch the video.
I did not. I think Meredith did, and she thought it was cool, but she's one of your biggest fans anyway.
Yes.
So, anyway, the Pope is talking about climate change with people here in America, talking about immigration with people here in America, and inequality. Some of the things that will make Congress uneasy, the president uneasy, but why wouldn't we want to address some of these things? I go back to leadership. We need leadership on all of these fronts. And so I think that's why he is. I have no real agenda here with him other than I like his. I want to every once in a while point out some of the things that he's doing that I think need to be done. There has to be some modification when you're dealing with these issues. And he's reasonable. He has a reasonable mind. All of these things are admittedly a problem. But how do you reasonably solve them? Something that the United States Congress, the United States government hasn't been able to figure out because they're not reasonable. The people, most of the politicians in this country are unreasonable, unreliable, and frankly, unworkable when it comes, other than how they take care of themselves. Speaking of the government, Secretary of the Treasury says that it may be next summer we will add a woman to a piece of currency. Why is this so dramatic? Why haven't there been women already?
I don't know. There have been. What about the Susan B. Anthony half dollar? I mean,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
It was a dollar and it didn't go anywhere because it was a coin.
Right.
Too bad it didn't because it would save us a lot of money.
But
coins
not the first time,
and that denomination are smart. I don't know when it was before that. Do you know when there was another attempt to put a woman on currency?
I don't know. I just think it's weird to pull off what's on currency right now
and change it
around.
But you go back to the 1920s when there was no women couldn't vote. You know, it's the same. Hello. Why is this a discussion? If they're important women, we have a patriarchal society. Men created the Constitution. You don't see any women's names on the Constitution. Men have created a lot of the things that we live by. And I suggest to you one of the problems that we have in the world is that men create a lot of the things that we live by. Women are much better at so many things. But here we are, and I'm doing it myself to a point, women are better at. Instead of these people are better at because they're more qualified, is it that we need a woman president? No. We need a qualified president for a change. Do we need a woman
we
to
don't
run?
Don't qualify her if she's a woman.
No, well, that's
right?
The point.
Yeah.
Women
Let
have been disqualified just because they're women.
I'm looking at other countries who have already put women on currency.
Syria.
As a woman.
Really?
One of their bills.
That's pretty embarrassing when they
beat
her.
A former queen, yeah. They beat us to the punch.
Sure. Yeah, right.
The Philippines.
Hello.
Turkey. Mexico.
Right on it. We're supposedly the most progressive country in the world. 21 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices.
voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
To revisit the number one list as we go through with frequency songs that are important to our fairly recent history. This is Gloria Estefan, one of my faves, number one during this week in 1989 with Don't Want to Lose You. A musical tribute to Gloria Estefan is appropriate. It's 24 past the hour on Good Day, and at this point in each hour we have some musical reference, so we're going to go through a bunch of number one songs from some of these dates that are close by. So Wilson Phillips, Richie, number one during this week in 1990 with Release Me.
Love it.
Great harmonies. Yeah. Beautiful harmonies.
It's a nice show. Why did they go away?
I don't know. It's just kind of they ran their course.
Yeah, you think?
Although they were on tour, you know, not maybe last year they toured through Southern California. They were in like a small venue in Thousand Oaks, but I was not wanting to go see them.
Yeah. All right, here's the number one song this week in 1991 by a group called Color Me Bad. I adore is me and more.
No.
Yeah.
He's saying, I love my love.
Yeah. I adore my love.
Right.
I adore. I adore me and more. Number one. Who's the Color Me Bad? Who's in that group, Jen Jen?
I don't remember their names, but they were popular for a little while. I think they only had one album.
It's funny how these groups, like, I don't know Color Me Bad, but I know it Boys to Men.
Yeah, Boys to Men was a much more serious group.
They were.
Yeah.
Number one this week in 1992, End of the Road by Boys to Men. Bring it up, Richie. Of dancing to this.
Yeah, this is like my prom era. Almost,
right.
I think. Yeah.
It's a wedding song.
Oh, wait a minute. Richie, did you do End of That? What's the difference between this song?
This one's actually about dying, Rich. Funny how you think it's a wedding song.
All right. So, okay. All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men were number one during This Week in 1992 with End of the Road, and then skipped to This Week in 1994 when Boyz II Men were number one with I'll Make Love to You. I think the two songs sound a lot alike. Don't you?
Yeah.
Jen, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not that that's bad. It's a formula.
It was a little more like getting it on music, though. Feel the rhythm.
Yeah.
Move your body to the rhythm, and you'll see what they want you to be.
So this is music to go to sleep by?
If you want to sleep, how boring is that?
You go to sleep afterwards.
Oh, really, Roberta? Thank you for explaining it to me like that. Yeah. Hi, Mariah Carey.
Sometimes, if you're with not the right person, you go to sleep before.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or during.
Hi, Richie, let's do a comparison here. You got this song, which is number one during This Week in 1995, Mariah Carey and Fantasy. But if you fast backwards to This Week in 1993, she was number one with Dream Lover. Which I think is the better of the two songs. Yes, Jen? No?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Richie, let's crank this one up. Good song. And then move it fast forward. Three of the songs that were number ones during the various years in the 90s, she was number one in This Week in 1997 with Honey, Mariah Carey. See, this doesn't do anything for me. Dream Love is a good song.
Yeah, I like Dream Love a bit,
too. Yeah, right. So you want to go back?
Back when her voice was like great.
Yeah, it was smooth. Smooth.
Oh look, and then he's speaking another beautiful woman with a great voice. Oh no, it's Steve Tyler. Sorry.
Can't
close.
I don't want to miss a thing. Number one This Week, 1978 by Aerosmith. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
No, it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea.
Get your cheese together, 33 after the hour. On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer has been going to Costco for the scoop on a big story. Right. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Plus,
breaking news.
A possible government shutdown. We have to deal with that yet again and again. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler busy helping us put all the pieces together on the program. The status of certain politicians always seems to be something of interest and import to many of you, and I guess many of us. So, Scott Walker's out, Rick Perry's out, who's next?
Bobby, you want my prediction?
Bobby
Jindal. Maybe Pataki. I would say Rand Paul's not too far away.
You said that yesterday, and I wondered why. Isn't he?
Well, Rand Paul?
Yeah.
He's not doing that well in the polls right now. And here's the thing. He's also running concurrently with his presidential campaign, a campaign for the Senate. I would believe that if he doesn't see a jump in the numbers, even though he really wants to be the president, he's still really young. He can focus on the Senate campaign, win that, and still try again. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go.
Plus, in the state of Kentucky, you can't do both, so he's going to have to make a choice.
Really?
And he's going to choose Senate. You can be.
When did that happen, Kenny? Because some states, they don't...
That's just the law in Kentucky. He hasn't officially filed, I think, to run for the Senate yet.
So and yet he did well enough to be in the premier spot in the two debates, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I think you'd see, I think, honestly, if Christie hadn't done so well in the last debate, I think he would have been the next to go. But he actually did pretty well, and he got a little bump in his number.
Christie.
Not that I think he's got a chance, but he got a temporary life raft.
Right, exactly. So let's go into Ben Carson's statement and his reaffirmation of what he said about having a Muslim president. He said, I'm trying to understand this, so maybe you can all help me a little bit here. He absolutely stood by his comments, Ben Carson said, about not supporting a Muslim president, mm-hmm. while also clarifying that he was referring to Muslims who had not rejected Islamic Sharia law. He said, quote, we don't put people at the head of our country whose faith might interfere with them carrying out the duties of the Constitution. Let's see here. If you're a Christian and you're running for president and you want to make this country into a theocracy, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to advocate you being the president. Now, if somebody has a Muslim background and they're willing to reject those tenets and to accept the way of life that we have and clearly will swear to place our Constitution above our religion, then, of course, they'll be considered infidels and heretics. But at least I would then be quite willing to support them.
He is right about this because Muslims...
No, it goes against the Constitution. He's wrong.
Well, no, just let me give you this little piece here. He, first of all, gets an opinion, like everybody does, like you do, Ken, like Doug and Roberta and Rich and I. We all get an opinion. So this is just an opinion question to him, whether he would support a Muslim for president. And he said no, and he's giving you reasons why. Now, under the Constitution, I'm with you. Under the Constitution, anybody that wants to run for the presidency that was born here can do that. But here's why it would be really hard for many people to support a Muslim running for the office, and that's because Muslims that operate their lives under Sharia law, which is what people do when they are Muslim, they take a vow. They say that their religion comes before anything else. And so what Ben Carson is saying is under our Constitution says it's the Constitution first, your religion second. And so there's no way that someone who follows Sharia law could gel with that under our Constitution. There's no way. That's what he's saying. It's his opinion, and he can't be attacked for it.
Well, he can be, but whether it's appropriate or not, of course he can be attacked for it. But Kenny, what do you think?
When you take the oath of office as president,
right.
You are taking an oath to uphold the Constitution first. So whatever your religion is irrelevant.
So could a Muslim who follows Sharia law be able to do that? The answer is no. They could not take that.
Then why is, if you want to really get strict about this, if you want to be strict about this, then the Pope shouldn't be meeting with the president today. The Pope should not be meeting with the president.
But the Pope isn't coming before the Constitution, Doug. I mean,
can I get to the bottom line of this from my perspective? I wouldn't vote for him being whoever is the Muslim is running, any more than I'd vote for Mike Huckabee. They both are two peas in a pod. If you take the information here, and I think, I'm not disagreeing with him. I didn't finish my statement. I'm not disagreeing with Carson. I'm not sure. He said to go on further, under Islamic law, homosexuals, men, women alike, have to be killed. Women must be subservient. People following their religion, other religions have to be killed. And then he acknowledges there are a lot of peaceful Muslims who don't adhere to these beliefs. But until these tenets are renounced, I couldn't advocate any Muslim candidate for president.
And if you're a supporter of gay marriage, just to continue on here, you couldn't support a Muslim running for the presidency either, because under Islamic law, homosexuals are supposed to be killed.
But
women have to be subservient. We wouldn't be able to vote anymore.
He's smart because he's making himself the issue, and therefore he gets more ink. What I'm saying is that all of these people who are religionists, all the people who wear their
religion
on their sleeve, are unqualified to be president, as far as I'm concerned. I don't want anything to do with anybody who's blah, blah, blahing about whatever
Muslim,
his or her
right-wing Christian.
It doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Christianity doesn't advocate for the same things that
people carry
it's just as bad. It's just as bad, Jen.
Nutbird Christians are just as bad as nutbird Muslims. So
when you go to the nutbird fringes.
Yeah, I think when you're in the fringe, of course. But I think our Constitution
I'm not sure Kenny was finished with what he wanted to say.
I was just going to say that, you know, in the Bible it says that people who commit adultery should be stoned to death. That's, you know, but there aren't too many Christians who still believe that.
Yeah, most people
half the evangelical pastors should be stoned to death.
Last week you were a little nervous about Carson. You originally didn't give Carson much attention. Then you started to like him after the first debate. Then you kind of saw him wearing his religion on his sleeve and you started to be uncomfortable with him.
Yep.
But now he's basically saying, I don't want any religionist running our country.
Yep.
How do you feel about him now?
How do I feel about Carson?
Does this bring him back off of the, you're worried
for me,
about him?
There's a lot of gray areas with him and me. I'm not sure that I have a good, solid position on him, Richie.
I have to let you hear this one Doug Steffen moment that Ben Carson had yesterday during his
okay.
during his speech. See if you can spot the Doug Steffen statement that he uses here. Hold on.
I said I would support anyone. If, again, it seems to be hard for people to actually hear English and understand it.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Now
maybe,
Doug likes that.
Maybe I get a little more in my camp after that, Richie. Thank you for passing that along. In a moment, we meet Laura Barron Lopez, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post, discussing with us the possibility of another government shutdown. Believe it or not, the reasons for it, we've discussed all this Planned Parenthood stuff, more gobbledygook, and how does it play? All right, I was about to get into my own hegemonias here, but I'll hold it until Ms. Barron Lopez joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Tiny Review is fun, easy, and to the point. That's the good part. Requiring a Facebook account, that's the bad part. Tiny Review. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. New research shows sewage treatment plants don't remove artificial sweeteners completely from wastewater. Even in Germany, sweeteners were found in waters downstream of treatment plants and surface water supplies. Artificial sweeteners are from 160 to 13,000 times sweeter than sugar, and as such, the body can't fully absorb them, so amounts end up excreted into wastewater. German tests detected four: acesulfame, saccharin, commonly called sweetenlow, cyclamates, and sucralose, also known as Splenda. Artificial sweeteners, which add sweetness without calories, are used in many products, from sodas to breakfast cereals, as well as in drugs and sanitary products. But now that they're appearing in water supplies, a new safety debate has emerged. We'll reveal what that is tomorrow. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What cuts through a can and then thinly slices a tomato? A Ginzu knife.
The man behind that infomercial and many others is Kevin Harrington, one of the original sharks on Shark Tank.
He's invested in 500 successful inventions, including products from Tony Little and George Foreman, but he doesn't always get it right.
One of his biggest flops was Chubby Checker's Twist-A-Sizer. He learned no one wants to buy fitness equipment named Chubby. And one of his biggest misses was the Snuggie. He didn't think it would sell enough.
His advice? Wins and losses are part of the game. Learn from them both for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving abilities. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie. The other watched a movie about mass.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner. The people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I have Laura Barron Lopez with us, who covers Congress for the Huffington Post. She's been around and knows her way into the politics of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The political games, you write about the political games, the gamesmanship maybe. May I call you Laura? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So this whole business with Planned Parenthood, kind of a specious way to work around the issue. Where really is this at the moment? Is there a chance from your perspective that government gets shut down at the end of the month?
There could be, just because of the lack of time that they have. So today, actually, both chambers are out, which isn't helping. Thursday, they're set to the Senate is set to have the vote that I mentioned in my story, which is a measure that would fund the government through December 11th, but it would also defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year, which is, you know, a measure that Democrats have said they will absolutely not vote for. And on top of it, President Obama has vowed to veto it.
So what's the political chicanery here? Who gains from threatening the shutdown? And if it's just a threat, why waste a lot of time talking about it? If they don't have the votes, the Democrats aren't going to vote for it, the president won't sign the bill, why are we wasting our time worrying about this?
Well, that point is exactly the one that Senator Kelly Ayotte, a Republican from New Hampshire, was trying to make yesterday evening on the Senate floor. She was saying, look, I asked these same questions in 2013 when we shut down the government in order to try and defund Obamacare, and that didn't work. We didn't end up defunding Obamacare. And so it's basically the same exact storyline right now. And the reason that they're doing it is because party leaders, Republican party leaders like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, are trying to find a way to appease their hardliners in their caucus, and their more conservative members who are very upset about this recent Planned Parenthood video that came out.
Interesting that they don't have enough of a wide sort of scope on this. They could easily fix the problem by suggesting they want to defund all 501c3 charities, because in my estimation, none of them ought to be supported under any circumstances. We are being penalized in a way by having somebody else's judgment on a charity come out of our pocket. You want to support them? Great, you support them. Don't take money from me to try to support something that I don't in the main support. And I think that's part of it. There's a certain aspect to this that does play around the video that's been talked about a great deal, including by Ms. Fiorina last week. But that's not really the issue, for me anyway. I just am tired of money going to all of these places. I mean, look at the Red Cross is getting, frankly, appropriately scrutinized due to its large size and their inability to do what they say they're going to do. They're breaking all their promises to the people who donate to them. And so in this circumstance, why doesn't somebody come up with that as a solution, Laura?
Well, I think that the more moderate or the other Republicans that are trying to say, look, I don't want to shut down the government in order to take a stand on this when we know it isn't going to result in anything. I'd rather go about it with a more logical plan, a plan that either targets their practices or a plan that, you know, like you said, specifically make sure that taxpayer money doesn't go to certain organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but other organizations that the party, you know, feels like they aren't in line with. Mm-hmm. So that's something that is being floated, and it's probably... they probably are going to be producing some legislation later on in the year and possibly next year, something that they feel is more logical and won't create a shutdown over it. But the problem is that they are going... Go ahead.
How much attention is being paid to Kelly Ayotte, who is the freshman senator of New Hampshire? She's made quite a bit of noise in a positive sense. She's called a lot of attention to herself. She's quite well-respected, is she not?
Yes, she is. She's very well respected. And she isn't the only one that feels this way. Speaking to Senator John McCain yesterday from Arizona, he also said that, you know, that a clean resolution to fund the government is the way the Senate and the House should go. And there are other people within their caucus that feel that way as well.
So,
and, of course, the Democrats all feel that way.
There are plenty of Republicans who will vote against this, then, it sounds like. You've done a head count. It sounds like on the Senate side, the House side, there are plenty of Republicans who are not going to go for this.
So The Republicans, that even if they may not want it to go this direction because of the fact that they don't want to be seen not voting against Planned Parenthood, especially ones that may be up for re-election, they might still vote for this knowing that it won't have the vote.
Yeah.
In the Senate, there's no way that it'll have the vote to move forward.
But it's all based on the complete ignorance, which is too bad under the circumstances. All right, Laura, thank you. Laura Barron Lopez from the Huffington Post on the government shutdown possibilities. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Excellent resume, a winning attitude, and I say let's give him a shot. What do you say?
Hang on a sec. I think I might want to have a little time just to think it over.
Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
Earth, Wind, and Fire music gets us started on movie moments. This was used memorably near the end of Night at the Museum, the first one of those in 2006. Go ahead, Richard. Make you
American wives, I ought to punch you in the nose, Hopscotch.
Yeah.
He looks like a weirdie.
What people
Mickey
really
Rooney.
Don't realize,
right?
That's what Mickey. I was going to say Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rooney was really like.
Yeah, he was a tough guy.
He was a hard-nosed guy.
Yeah, tough guy. So he was born on this day, 1920. That's why we focus on him and his part, at least in this movie, Night at the Museum. We get started with movie moments, always with movie music. Thanks to Earth, Wind, and Fire for that. And thanks to Chuck Curry for being here today. He's going to present us with some fascinating movie news just around the corner here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving abilities. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie. The other watched a movie about... math.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner. The people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
We always have these little intermingling conversations going on. Now, Chuck, who's normally here to discuss his feelings about videos and DVDs, all of the things that have to do with movies, et cetera, et cetera. But he has a strong streak of interest in baseball. For example, those sucky Mets seem to attract a great deal of his attention, Richie, right?
Yeah, I can't say much about them. They're beating my Nationals.
And the two of you love talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah. I just want people to know that Chucker is not unidimensional, but he's multidimensional. He has a great focus on lots of different things going on. And I think you have a blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, where you express yourself on things not just entertainment-oriented, don't you? People want to see what you're thinking, Chucker. Let's talk about what you're thinking today.
I was a pretty good athlete. I was a good baseball player.
Yeah.
I played center field.
Yeah.
I was a good football player, really good wide receiver. And I actually played baseball with Joe Torre's son, Mike, in Joe Torre Little League, Brooklyn, New York, about 30-something years ago.
Really? Was he any good?
He was a really good, and he was a really good guy. He was a catcher. I was a pitcher and a center fielder. We played on the All-Star team.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. All right, see, he amazes us every day with the breadth and dimension.
So he's a real guy.
Yeah, he is a real guy. All right, so what's going on in the movie news department? Let's talk about some things that aren't so real.
Okay, first it was Dan Aykroyd, then Bill Murray. Yesterday I said Ernie Hudson. Well, Annie Potts is the latest original character from the Ghostbuster franchise to get a cameo in the latest female Ghostbuster movie directed by Paul Feig. Now, I don't get it. If you're going to have all these original characters why can't we simply see a Ghostbuster stray?
Yeah, bingo.
I mean, you could do both. I mean, considering that these characters, Annie Potts, Aykroyd, Murray, are going to play different characters than they did in the original Ghostbusters movie, which I think is somewhat of a disappointment. It'd be fun to see them, but, I mean, that is what that is. Some other news, strong network interest in a developing TV series based on the Jack Ryan character that was very popular in movies. Alec Baldwin played him, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Ryan Gosling. Reportedly, producers are going to turn it into a weekly TV show. And all the major networks reportedly have a strong interest in bidding on the project. Other movie news, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation has done $124 million alone in China.
Wow.
That's the biggest movie ever that is non-3D. That is an enormous
damn
market.
Chinese.
That's just funny.
It is funny. Yeah. God love it.
I'm going to see Mission Impossible.
Right. But it ought to be a Mission Impossible show of the Chinese and the bad guys in the next one. See how far that goes over there.
Rough Tom Cruise.
Yep. All right, Chucker. You know what a Chucker is,
so
right? I explained it. A Chucker is a period of playing polo, like, you know, the quarters in football, that sort of thing, an inning in baseball. A Chucker
my
is.
My mother, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.